Wow, that was amazing. Which cup do we choose? I love the Indiana Jones movies. When I was a young boy, I would pretend that my backyard and the private property beyond was undiscovered territory. I would scan the terrain, searching for unusual rocks or dig holes in the backyard in the hopes that I would find something really cool, like a fossil or maybe even a buried treasure. And you don't know how many times I tried to throw my rope at a low-lying tree branch and swing myself across, like Dr. Jones did with his whip. Man, he made that look pretty easy. You know why I like Indiana Jones? He risks his life not for fame, not for money, but for the challenge of seeking knowledge. And in that quest, it always seems to lead him through an incredible adventure. And I think God is asking us to seek him out in that way as well. Can you join me in prayer? Dear Holy Spirit, please be with us today as we study God's Word. Help the Word of God unite us, not divide us, and open our hearts and minds to God's Word today. Dear God, thank you for your love and forgiveness that you show us daily. Lord, help us to overcome any sin that the enemy tempts us to engage in. Lord, forgive us for the times we fail you. And we also forgive those who have hurt us and sinned against us. May they come to know you and know your forgiving love. We all need your love and mercy. Amen. The scripture text for today is found in Proverbs chapter 11, verses 1 through 3. A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. When pride comes, then comes dishonor, but with the humble is wisdom. The integrity of the upright will guide them, but the crookedness of the treacherous will destroy them. In the following scene, Indiana Jones, played by Harrison Ford, is a daring archaeologist who travels the world in search of great treasures. In Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, Indiana sets out with his father, played by Sean Connery, to find the Holy Grail. And as they're closing in on the Grail, Indiana's father is mortally wounded by a gunshot by Walter Donovan, a power-hungry man, played by Julian Glover. The search for the Grail takes on new intensity for Indiana because it reportedly can bring healing to those who drink from it. And with his father groaning in the background, Indiana follows his father's journal filled with ancient clues to guide him through a maze of obstacles to a cave where the Grail is hidden. Let's watch this clip.
Challenge me to smoke. I'll see you.
Leave it there. We'll leave it there. Which cup do we choose? I think in life we have to take a step back and pause every once in a while and reflect upon our intentions and our goals and what we value and what we strive for. I think this scene helps us understand spiritually what Proverbs 11, 1 through 3 is trying to tell us. But for now, if we were to look at the passage literally, it reads as some pretty good advice. Proverbs 11, verse 1. A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is His delight. To me, it reminds us that God doesn't like any form of dishonesty, and He is so happy when we are honest with each other. In verse 2, when pride comes, then comes dishonor, but the humble is wisdom. It says that if you get ahead in life by cheating people, the pride you build will bring you dishonor. And those who are humble or have been humbled should learn their lesson and become wiser because of it. In verse 3, the integrity of the upright will guide them, but the crookedness of the treacherous will destroy them. Let honesty and integrity be your guide, because those who go around taking advantage of people in any way will eventually destroy themselves. But these proverbs are a cousin to the more expansive parable. So that means that we have to search for hidden spiritual meaning. And I found myself reflecting upon the spiritual meaning of a false balance in verse 1. I want us to think about a balance, an old-fashioned balance. They're more commonly known as scales. Plural, because each balance has two scales hanging from a beam that is pivoting in the middle. And they were used anytime someone needed to weigh something. See, in today's high-tech society, you don't see these things anymore because we've got apps for that. Along with electronic transfers and debit cards and PayPal. But these scales were used for more than 3,500 years. And the scales helped establish a value, a standard. But they were manipulated by dishonest people with a large stone for buying purposes and a small one for selling purposes. And some would even weigh one side of the scale itself, slightly altering a value that would lean towards their favor. And this was huge because the integrity and prosperity of a nation's economy depended on trustworthy transactions. How about now? We're sitting here today humbled by the news of a growing economic crisis, and this proverb hits a little close to home for many of us. In this clip we saw, we see Walter Donovan take a drink from a cup he is sure will bring him eternal life. But Donovan is blinded by what the world values and rushes to drink from a cup fit for a king. This emerald-encrusted golden chalice can represent a lot of different things to us. What does the world tell us to value? A house, investments, sports, I don't know, gossip, fame, our pride. We get caught up in worldly things and sometimes we find ourselves chasing the golden chalice. We compare our lives and status against a scale that uses different weighted stones. And since we live in a world that is sinful, each one of us knows what it's like to be cheated out of something. And even though it's difficult sometimes, we are called to forgive and pray for those who do dishonest things. And because the world is sinful, each one of us, to some extent, most likely have cheated at something at some point in our lives. And we ask for forgiveness for that. But don't get me wrong, having wealth or fame are not bad things, as long as we earn it and use it in an honest way that benefits God's glory. We have to remind ourselves constantly, which cup do I choose? In Proverbs chapter 16, verse 11, it goes on to say, "Honest scales and balance belong to the Lord. All weights in the bag are of His making." You see, Jesus holds us to a completely different measure. Jesus tells us that the first shall be the last, and the last shall be first. He says, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." So by now we should realize that what we value here on earth is kind of opposite of what Jesus values. What would happen if we measured what we valued to the weights in Jesus' bag on His scale? In the second part of this scene, after Walter was horrifically destroyed by his pride, Dr. Jones, with his knowledge, looks around the cave for a modest cup of a carpenter, and he fills it with water and takes a drink and realizes that he made the right choice and rushes out to give his dad a drink, and it heals him from his gunshot wound. This cup, the Holy Grail, to me, represents what Jesus values. A life of honesty and a very specific measure of righteousness. This summer, while studying C.S. Lewis, the voyage of the Dawn Treader with the College Crossroads group, I was struck by a particular passage in which we are told of three lords who approached God's table in an unrighteous manner, and therefore were not right with God, and because they treated each other in an ungodly way, they fell into an enchanted sleep and couldn't move on from an island named the beginning of the end. These lords went for the golden chalice and not the carpenter's cup. Being humble isn't always about being submissive or lowly or compliant. Being humbled is being able to allow enlightenment, to be able to open up your heart and mind to truth and be moved differently because of it. It means that the way you pass judgment is changed, and that isn't always a bad thing. God asks us to be humble when we come to His table, because His table is the beginning of the end for us. Sarah Shirley, a Crossroads member, shared with me this quote from Gary Hagen. "And while none of this matches our cultural definition of success, it does match our Savior's definition of significance, which is found in transforming lives. We all come to the Lord's table, but what cup will you choose?" Let us pray. Lord Jesus, be merciful to our family and friends. Watch over our children and our grandchildren and keep them from harm. Guide us daily in the right path so that we not stray from the straight and narrow. I ask all this in your name. Amen.